If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Lots of energy. Lots of people doing lots of things here at Care First Arena ahead of the Mystics home opener tonight. Again, Care First Arena, the new home of, or the new name for the same home of the Mystics, ESA, is where we are. If you're watching us on YouTube, you see, hello, it's right behind us. We're outside section 108. The floor is down there. That's a wall outside the section. Okay, Anthony, we just heard from Mina Kimes, and you know, I thought it was really interesting, not just in the conversation with Mina, but the conversation that I had with Logan following that, which folks can hear in the Take Command feed. And again, part two of our conversation with Mina is coming up at 5:30. But the idea of the Commanders' offensive line being seen by the organization is something that still needed to be improved, even though they made do in 2025. And or in 2024, going into the offseason of 25, the aggressiveness with which they acquired Laremy Tunsil, with which they used their first-round pick. But we just assume that it's going to be better. And I do think like this is one of the key, not I wouldn't say concerns. Like, I'm not worried, but I'm not worried because I trust the staff. But it is one of the key initiatives. I'll use that word. That was very business-like, big business of me. Key initiatives in 2025 for the Commanders is to first identify the best positions for Connor Lee, for Brandon Coleman, which I think people hope are left guard and right tackle. Left guard for Coleman, right tackle for Connor Lee. But then, of the other dudes, of Urbig, Wiley, Allegretti, who's playing that right guard spot, and then getting some cohesion so that group can play at a really high level in front of Jaden in 2025.
Yeah, and I think... even when you look around the NFL, even if you just look at the Super Bowl, you have to have a good offensive line. And, you know, one year you can do just enough to get by. And I think we saw that with the Chiefs, where they were able to get by year after year because of Patrick Mahomes being a magician and, you know, being able to extend plays with his legs. But at some point it was going to catch up to them, and it caught up to them in the Super Bowl when they faced that Eagles defensive front. So I think addressing the offensive line as we've done, I think they just see how important it is to have, you know, good offensive linemen in the trenches and just being able to, like, win the trenches battle in general.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, I thought there was a great moment on Mina's most recent podcast. It's her and it's Kevin Clark. And they were doing their top five coach and GM rankings, and they're having all these different discussions off of that. And, you know, they're talking about Howie Roseman, and Kevin was like, I was reporting a story once in Philly, and they, like, gave me a ton of access. I'm talking to a million people in the front office. And eventually one of the guys just pulls me aside, and he goes, hey, all this stuff you're getting, don't forget this. We know that all the other stuff we do only matters because we have invested in the trenches. And I'm messing up the direct quote, but that was the sentiment. Was like, none of this other stuff matters unless we have the trenches right, which is why the Eagles just take a million swings at linemen, and some of them turn out to be Jordan Mailata. Some of them bust out, but that's fine because they took enough swings to always make sure they have enough depth that position is not an issue. And, by the way, they have the best offensive line coach in football, And that allows them to do things like win with Jalen Hurts when against behind a lot of other offensive lines. Like, that dude couldn't play quarterback in the league. He holds the ball too long. Against that offensive line, his accuracy, his mobility, all the things he does, the effect he has on the run game, and they're awesome in the run game too, like, can absolutely shine. Saquon on the Giants isn't a winning football player because he's just running into dudes all the time. Saquon on the Eagles is the best back we've ever seen. Like, it just... you have to be good up there. And I think this is something that Adam seems to fundamentally understand, that Dan fundamentally understands, that those guys believe. And it's fun to see how that has gone into the team building each of the last couple of years. I know people aren't psyched about the defensive line group, but they put a floor underneath themselves in a way that was really nice. And we're actually going to talk about that with Mina coming up at 5:30. When we get back, though, we'll be joined by one of the top decision makers of the Mystics. That's our top story today. It is opening day. We're live at Care First Arena here on the Team 980.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.